Good morning. Good morning and happy Sunday. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. God bless you for being with me today. And then I have an exciting word today just because I have been feeling how so many of us have gotten really down and have become really discouraged as we wait on the Lord. Believe me, we wait on the Lord. Just be of good courage. Glory to God. But I just want to talk to you about a biblical account that I think is really important to hear. And I hope you can deal with the noise that's in the background. Sometimes it can be heard during the broadcast. Sometimes it cannot. And because it's so loud to me, I just thought I should bring it up. But let me pray. Let's pray together, as a matter of fact. While you grab your Bible, something to write with, so you can write down scripture, we're going to be coming from 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you asking, oh God, that you move in the midst of us even right now. Lord, in Jesus' name, bless, Lord God, from the onset of this broadcast, Lord God, through every moment, through every word, Lord God, move even right now, every obstacle, Lord God, to us hearing from your spirit even right now. Oh, Lord God, move in the atmosphere even now, dispatch a legion of angels, Lord God, into the place where each and every one of the hearers are even now, oh God. I lift up every soul before you that you might move, oh God, everything that would hinder them out of the way. Oh Lord God, every enemy that has come against their hearing, every enemy that has come against their mind, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, encourage the hearts and the minds of your people on today. We need you, Jesus. We need you to move. We need you to help us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we recognize that you are a present help in the time of trouble, and you said that you would help us. You're not a man that you should lie. And every word that is written, it is true, and it is for us, Lord God, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord. Heal and deliver even in the midst of this broadcast. Oh, Lord God, everything that's not like you, every enemy that has been coming against your people, Lord God, we cast it down right now in the name of Jesus, and I speak life, I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Peace be still in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, in the name of, oh, Lord, I bless your name, Lord God. I give you glory, I give you praise, and I give you honor. For you are God and God alone. There is no other. You are our creator, and you have numbered the hairs on our head. Not one of them can fall to the floor without you noticing. Oh, God, we honor you today, and we give you glory, Lord God. Help us to hear you even right now, oh, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God has not forgotten you. Hold on. Change is coming. It doesn't matter how long you've been holding on. It doesn't matter how long you've waited. What you need to know is that God has not forgotten you. I love the words that David said. He said, I once was young and now I'm old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. God has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. Wait a little while longer, and he will renew your strength. Another scripture, amen, in Isaiah, I believe it's the 40th chapter, verse 30, it says, But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint because of the presence of the Lord. He will uplift you. He will establish you. James 5:8 said, be patient. Establish your hearts. Amen. The Lord is not forgotten. Amen. Like I said, the hairs on your head are numbered. You know, anybody who knows you from the finest details like that, oh, my God, he's not forgotten about you. As a matter of fact, he set a path before you to go. Amen. And he is moving you right into that path so that when that time comes, when your waiting is over and when it's time for breakthrough, oh, my God, you will rejoice and it will be amazing. Amen. And that's for those that know the Lord and those who don't. Amen. I'm talking to both of us. I'm encouraging the people of God and those who don't know him. Amen. I'm asking you just to listen to me for a little bit longer so I can speak to you of the God of our salvation, so I can give you of the
hope that we have, the reason that we can shout hallelujah, the reason we can shout praise the Lord and honor him, even in the midst of trouble, even when bleak, we still humble ourselves before him because he will bring us out. He's done it over and over again. Amen. But in this account in the Bible, amen, 2 Samuel, glory to God, 2 Samuel chapter 9, glory to God. Amen. Our title, our topic today is God Has Not Forgotten You. Hold on. Change is coming. Amen. In this account in 2 Samuel chapter 9, I just wanted to give you a little bit of background as we go forward because I didn't want to get too far into that particular story because I want to make a point about Jesus. But I'm doing it through this account in the Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 9. Amen. First, I will read. Amen. God has not forgotten you. Hold on. Change is coming. It was customary in the days of old that all remaining family members of a defeated king was killed. In this biblical account, the son of Jonathan was dropped as his nurse was fleeing after hearing what had become of both Jonathan and King Saul. She knew that the child who at the time was five years of age would have been killed. She ran and she dropped him and he became crippled from that time forward. Nevertheless, he remained hidden until David inquired whether there were any of Saul's family remaining. And by that time, he had a son of his own. David changed what was customary and redeemed the life of this man, giving him a place of prominence at the king's table. Far greater than the kindness of King David is the grace and the love of God. He came down from glory and redeemed all of us, giving us a place of prominence, a place of favor, and a seat at his table. Glory to God Almighty. Glory to God. Even if life is not going the way you feel it ought, God has not forgotten you. Hold on. Change is coming. Just as the life of Mephibosheth changed in the fullness of time, so will yours. Glory to God. Let's read in 2 Samuel chapter 9. Amen. And this is, amen. My Bible, even the heading calls it David's kindness to Mephibosheth. Now David said, is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now, if you don't recall, Jonathan and David were best of friends. They absolutely loved each other. It was as if they were born brothers, but they were not. Jonathan was actually the son of King Saul, and David, he was the opposition. Saul actually wanted him dead, if you remember the story. He chased after him, and David had to hide because Saul went after him, and David would not dishonor him. Even in all of that, David would not dishonor his king. He would not dishonor this man. Amen. Even though he came after him and wanted to take his life. And still, Jonathan was his good friend, even with all of that happening. Of course, he tried to deter the actions of his father, but it did not work. Because the anointing of God had been removed from Saul because of his disobedience, and David had been anointed to be king. So Saul was hard after him. Amen. And there came a time when Saul and both Saul and Jonathan were killed during a war in Jezreel. Amen. And here we are at this time and in this moment when David is asking, is there anyone left of the house of Saul that I might show them kindness for Jonathan's sake? Because Jonathan was his good friend and he loved him. And there was a servant, verse 2, and there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, are you Ziba? And he said, at your service. Then the king said, is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God? And Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet. So the king said to him, where is he? And Ziba said to the king, indeed, He is in the house of Makar, the son of Amiel in Lodabar. Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Makar, the son of Amiel from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David called to him and said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, here is your servant. So David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather. And you shall eat bread at my table continually. Then he bowed himself and said, what is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I? And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given to your master's son all that belongs to Saul and to all his house. You, therefore, and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him, and you shall bring in the harvest, and your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants, and he blessed them too. Wow. Then Ziba said to the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so will your servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all who dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both his feet. Glory to God for the reading of the word. Kindness of King Saul. Although the custom was to kill the family, all of the family, leave none standing of all the family of the defeated king. And if you think about it, he actually had reason, because Saul had went hard after him and tried to kill him. But the spirit of the Lord was upon David. The anointing of God Almighty was upon him to redeem the life of Mephibosheth and all those that were in his household. Even his servants benefited from the anointing of God that was on the life of David. Redemption had come for Mephibosheth. Although he was hidden, although he had been forgotten, although he had fallen and he was crippled his entire life, his disability did not keep him from this redemption. His disability did not keep him from coming into the presence of the king and bowing himself and humbling his life before him. His disability did not keep him from eating at the king's table for the rest of his days. And not only him, but all of his servants and every single one of them that was with him. Glory to God. Oh, far greater than the kindness of King David is the grace and the love of God, because he redeems us even in our disability, in our sin, when we are broken into pieces, when our mind is so far from him that we cannot see and we cannot hear and we don't know what's happening. Even when we are servants of his and our life is just turning in a tailspin. Oh, we've been waiting for the presence of the Lord. We've been waiting for the breakthrough. We've been waiting for crumbs from the master's table for so long. And then comes the servant of the Lord. Then comes the messenger of all God, oh God Almighty, to tell us, oh, the king is summoning us. Jesus is calling. He's calling you right now. He's calling to redeem you now. Oh, go into the presence of the king even now. Just as Mephibosheth came into the presence of King David and he humbled himself before the king, he lay prostrate before him. He laid on his face before the king. He humbled himself. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Oh, right now he is looking to do something magnificent in your life. It doesn't matter how long you have waited. Today is the day of redemption. Today is the day of salvation. Today, something is going to happen. Today, something's moving in the spirit. Something in the atmosphere is going to take God in you. Just like God had not forgotten Mephibosheth, he has not forgotten you either. Hold on, change is coming. Mephibosheth had to wait years for change. He was a grown man and had a child of his own, but that change did come. Hold on. God has not forgotten. Oh, my God, Mephibosheth humbled himself before the king, and the king put him in a place of prominence. He gave him favor that he didn't expect to get because the custom was that he should have been dead. He should have been killed, but the king instead had mercy. The king gave him unmerited favor. And that is precisely what Jesus does for us. And the kindness and the grace of God is far greater, oh, and far more extreme, and far more long-lasting, and far more forbearing, even than that of David. And David had a love for Jonathan that he was willing, amen, to share with Mephibosheth. But the love of God is from everlasting. His love is without conditions, without borders, and without boundaries. His love is greater than the love of King David. And the glory and the esteem, the redemption that he is offering us, that he has given us already, is far greater. This redemption will take us into eternity. This redemption will cause us to see him in peace. This redemption will give us life and that more abundantly, even right now while we're here in the earth. God has not forgotten you. Hold on. Change is coming, just like Mephibosheth. Oh, my God, he arose from his position of humility, and the king crowned him with glory. Thing for you. Oh, begin to speak to him even right now as this message is going forward. Amen. Because the love that Jesus has for you is greater than the love that King David has for Jonathan and gave to Mephibosheth. Amen. Are you a Mephibosheth this morning? Oh my God, have you been hidden away? Have you been so broken and so afraid and wonder what's going to become of your life and wonder why you have to wait so long and why are all these things happening to me and why is it? Why is it? Why is it? Why is it? Hold on. Change is coming. God has not forgotten you. He will remove you from your place of hiding and bring you into a place of prominence and sit you at his table and feed you directly from his hand. And that is what I'm telling you today. That God is moving in the spirit even right now where you are. No matter where you are throughout the world, I'm here in the United States. You may be in the UK. You may be in Australia. You may be in Indonesia. It doesn't matter because the hand of God is moving in all the places throughout the land right now to bring forth redemption, to give you life and that more abundantly, and to change your situation, to bring you out of hiding, to bring you out of that fearful place, to bring you out of your waiting. He wants to crown you and redress you and remake you and restore you and renew you and revive you even right now. Can you imagine how that must have felt to Mephibosheth when King David, instead of killing him, gave him a place in the royal kingdom, restored all that was sought back to him and to his servants, and even blessed his servant who had been serving him. Oh, my God, that God has for you, that God has for me, that the Lord Jesus has for us is far greater than the kindness that David showed Mephibosheth on that day. Amen. Are you broken today? Have you been invisible to the world? Are you hiding? Amen. Have you been back on the back burner, wondering when you're going to be able to move forward, wondering when something is going to break, wondering when things are going to work out for you? Today is the day of salvation. Today is that time when things are changing in the atmosphere. Amen. Something's breaking even right now in the atmosphere all around you as you humble yourself before God. Amen. Because this is that time. Amen. For all the Mephibosheths out there, this is that time when the servant of the Lord has come. I'm that servant, and the Lord is calling you into his presence. He's calling you into his presence so that he can give you a place of prominence, a place of favor, and a seat at his table. And he will feed you with his hand. And then you won't have to worry about anything anymore. Seek the kingdom even right now. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, his name is Jesus. And he's the one who came down from glory to redeem our souls. He's the one who wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us. He came down through 42 generations, the word says. Amen. And he wrapped himself in flesh, dwelt among men. He lived and breathed and ate and slept among men. He was fully man and fully God. And he took on every one of us, past and present, all of us. Every single last one of our sins, every single last one of our sorrows, all of our pain was thrust upon him. He took it all of it for you, for me, for us, so that we might have life and that more abundantly. I don't know who's been telling you something different, but I can tell you this. I'm a witness that they were lying to you. Jesus is real, and he's calling you right now. Amen. The word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Call upon him. Amen. Because redemption is nigh. It is near. It is at the door. It is standing right in front of you. And all you have to do is call on Jesus and mean it. And just go bow prostrate, even as Mephibosheth did, and humble yourself before him. And he will cleanse you. He will heal you. All your sins you have ever committed, he will wash you. And he will remove them from you as far as the east is from the west, how the word says it. He will remove them. Glory to God. God has not forgotten you. Amen. Find yourself a full gospel church. Amen. And begin to learn who your Savior is that you just received. Today is the day of salvation. God has not forgotten you. Just like the Lord brought it to David to inquire, God did that about the descendants of Saul, the ones because of the love he had for Jonathan and Mephibosheth, who was hidden and broken. Amen. His life was changed forever. Changed forever. That's precisely what God is doing in the atmosphere. That's what he's doing for you right now. It's something about change. It starts small. And we don't see the change all at once. Oh, but eventually we will see every bit of it, like, oh my goodness, that's what I saw coming. That's what I saw coming into my life all this time. The presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Lord not only wants to be in your presence and in the physical atmosphere, he wants to dwell on the inside, where he will lead you and guide you, and he will be that change. You will sit at his table. He will be the change that your life so desperately needs. He will show you a way of living that you didn't understand before this day. And those of you that know the Lord already, he will encourage your heart. He is doing that even right now. He will encourage your mind. You will not remain in a hidden place. You will not remain in a place that is broken. You know the Lord. He is a restorer. He's a healer. The blood of Jesus cover you right now and heal you right now in the name of Jesus. Every brokenness, every broken place that seemed like it could not come back together again. God is healing it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, physical brokenness, spiritual brokenness, psychological brokenness, social brokenness, emotional brokenness. God is a healer. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. He's healing us right now. God has not forgotten you. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of redemption. This is the day of your healing. This is the day of the manifestation of God Almighty. He has not forgotten you. Just hold on. Change is coming. Give God glory. Give him praise. Honor him every day. Change is coming. God has not forgotten. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory. I give you praise, Lord Jesus. I honor you, oh God, because no matter what comes and what goes in our lives, you have not forgotten us. Oh, Lord God, I thank you because you own the cattle on 1,000 hills and you bless us, you heal us, you deliver us, you make us whole and you make us entire. Oh, my God, and those of us that have been hidden, those of us, Lord God, that have been on the back burner, those of us, Lord God, that are broken, Lord God, you are bringing together the pieces. Oh, and the pieces may not resemble that that you remember because God always supersedes and exceeds our expectations. Oh, you won't be the way you used to be. No. When God heals you and he is healing you even now, you will never be the same. Just like Mephibosheth's life changed forever, your life is changing forever, starting now. God has not forgotten you. Hold on. Change is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Your name is on it. Shout your name even right now and say, God has not forgotten me, and my change is coming. Breakthrough is in the atmosphere with you. It has your name on it. Oh, just hold on. It's coming. It might be in the next 5 minutes. It might be in the next hour. It might be in a week. It might be in a month. It might be next year, but it's coming. You hold on. You hold on. And the peace of God, grab a hold to you even right now in the name of Jesus and give you sustaining power in Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Until next time, I love you, but Jesus, he loves you best. And he is moving on your behalf. God has not forgotten you. Hold on. Change is coming.